And now with a roundup of some of the other science stories that are hitting the headlines this week, here is Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
Fathers who smoke at the time of their child's conception risk passing on damaged DNA to their newborn babies. Using biomarkers to measure breaks in DNA in both paternal blood and semen at the time of conception, and then maternal and umbilical cord blood at birth, as well as accounting for environmental factors that could damage DNA, such as smoking, Diane Anderson from the University of Bradford found a strong correlation between the DNA damaged in the sperm of smokers and their newborn children.
Anti-smoking campaigns are aimed at pregnant women, but couples planning their families and public health policymakers need to know that the father must stop smoking before conception to avoid risking the health of the baby. Dads at the time of conception, if they stop smoking and you waited 3 months, because that's the time it takes the sperm to develop, the chances of passing on damage would be much lessened.
Magnetic tornadoes on the surface of the sun transport heat into its atmosphere, helping create the significantly hotter temperatures found in this outer atmosphere, known as the corona. Sven Wiedemeyer Bohm from the University of Oslo detected swirling magnetic structures, similar to super tornadoes, stretching from the sun's surface up to 2,000 kilometres into the corona. Using 3D numerical models, his team showed in the journal Nature that these swirls are convecting heat away from the sun's surface and transferring the energy needed to reach the high temperatures found there, the causes of which were unknown until now.
We currently estimate that there are at least 11,000 of them across the sun at all times, transporting energy from the surface into the upper layers. That is very important when we want to solve the so-called coronal heating problem. The outer layers of the sun have temperatures in excess of 1,000,000 degrees or more. So that means we need to transport some energy from the surface of the sun into these outer layers, but it's not very clear how this happens. And these magnetic tornadoes now provide a very promising way to do that.
And finally, the early hominin species Australopithecus sediba, which lived 2 million years ago, lived on a diet of leaves, fruit and bark. By analysing carbon isotopes in tooth enamel, patterns of dental wear and scratches, and plant remains in the plaque of teeth from two skeletons of these early humans, Amanda Henry from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany identified their diet to consist predominantly of bark and woody tissues, varying greatly from other African hominins of that time.
This species was living in environments that were pretty open, grassland like a savanna, but they ate foods that came from the very small forested patches within that bigger environment. The other hominins usually focused on grassland resources. They were really strongly focusing on those open savanna-like environments. And so now we have sort of the first evidence that there was really more variation. These species were moving into new areas and trying new things.
And that work was published in the journal Nature.
Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash, and you can find the transcripts and the references for all of those stories covered this week on our website at nakedscientists.com/news.